text is being quoted for Sunday in the Mystery, the second Sunday in Lent, the 25th Psalm, verses 6 and 7. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Remembering is an activity in which we indulge with frequency. The symbol of the city of St. Louis is a remembrance, a memorial, a reminder. And indeed, people have erected memorials and reminders of their presence since the beginning of time. And even if at the end of our days there is nothing very pretentious, we all hope that there will be at least some little block above our graves that lets other people know that we once were here, that somebody might remember us. Of course, the merchandisers and the hucksters have plugged into our penchant for remembering. We have Father's Day, Mother's Day, Mothers-in-Law Day, Children's Day, Valentine's Day, Veterans Day, Memorial Day, and almost every week has its day when we are to remember. Well, remembering is also a Christian activity. And in the second week of Lent, we call on God to remember who He is and what He has done for us as we call on one another to engage in the feast of remembrance. There are some things which we do not want God to remember. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my many transgressions. Perhaps a stupid illustration will be helpful to all of us. I think all of us have been in circumstances where a relative, probably a parent or an old maid aunt, remembered something we had done when we were small and decided this was the opportune time to share it with everybody. And you felt like crawling in a corner and you probably prayed to see if there's a memory left. We are embarrassed when people remember some of those uncomfortable things about our youth. But you see, with God, it is not a matter of being embarrassed before Him. It is a matter of being under His wrath and condemnation. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquity, O Lord, who shall stand? The answer is obvious to everyone. No one can stand before God if He remembers our iniquity. And so we say, remember not the sins of our youth, nor our many transgressions. And you and I have boldness to pray that prayer because God has promised that He will not remember them. God indeed, through Jesus Christ, has a lack of memory. He promises us, I will remember your sins no more. And why? Not because He has had a change of heart about sin or about us, but because He sent His Son, we can pray, remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. That's the kind of remembrance we request from God this day. That for the sake of Jesus Christ, who went the way with our sins, the sins of our youth and our many transgressions, who bore our burdens in His body to the tree, because we have been buried with Christ by baptism into His death, because God in His mercy has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light, we have the boldness and the courage by His Spirit to pray, Lord, don't remember my sins. Don't throw them back at me. Don't remind me of all the times that I failed you. Even as this day we set our sins before God in the act of confession, we do so not just to beat our breast in remorse, but we do it with the confidence of saying, God, there they all are. Forget them for Jesus' sake. Remember them no more, but remember me in your mercy and with your loving kindness for Jesus' sake. And God, in His act of remembering us, never gives up on us. Go back to some of those things that we noted of the merchandiser's remembering activity. And you know sometimes how phony and how short that is. All of us have known children who stuck their aged parents in old folks' homes and forgot that they existed and never went to see them. All of us know of people with a retarded child whom they stuck away in a home and then went on through life as though they had never had them. All of us know how many names we have struck off the Christmas card list. Well, we didn't get one from them last year. That's the end of them. And maybe you sat back and thought, you would never ever forget what's their name. And lo and behold, you have. You see, that's the way we are. We go through the manifold changes of life, and we forget. But God does not forget His own. God never crosses us off of His list. He does never refer to His people as what their name. We have an example of that in the passing account. The thief on the cross. He said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And lo and behold, Jesus Christ did not give him a lecture on the scene too little, too late. He did not remind him that he had all of his lifetime as a children, a child growing up in Israel to know the mercy and grace of God, and after all, death, bed, or death, cross, confession, at your throne up anyway. So that's the way you and I would react. That's the way our own Adam lifts up and says, no, you had enough of my remembrance. I'm going to remember you no more. Praise God, He does not act as we do. And Jesus said, verily, I say to you, today, you will be with me in paradise. Remember not the sins of our youth. There are many transgressions. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. God, by His grace, gives His Holy Spirit that we may be called to remember that God remembers. We can rise each day in the joy of our holy baptism, and remembering the good work which God began in us, can confidently face the new day, us and all, for we are God's people. He has given us a book of His remembrance, so that we might remember on page after page His tender mercies and His loving kindnesses, which have been ever of old. And today He spreads a feast before us with the body and blood of His Son, given and shed for the forgiveness of our sins. And He says to you and to me, who are bold enough to call on Him to remember us with His tender mercy and loving kindness, to do this in remembrance of him, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.